Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have in my hand a humble styrofoam cup. Sadly, at the moment, it is not filled with Java, Joe, coffee, caffeinated goodness. Nothing to warm one on a cold night. But the people who purveyed this product to me wanted me to know, or at least wanted me to believe, that when I made my purchase, I was not only getting a drink, but that I was getting something more. Indeed, they wanted me to walk away feeling that great things could come in small packages, things that could change one's life. When I bought this coffee, I was being offered joy. That's right, joy. All mine for only $2.06. And when I finished it, my joy was gone. Unless, of course, I wanted to give them another $2.06. And as long as I was experiencing this joy, I was also encouraged to read the caution on the cup, warning me, telling me to be careful, essentially saying, if anything bad happens, it's not our problem. We've warned you. We've told you. So there it is, joy for you, for me. It does come with a few strings attached, and it can grow cold. But tonight, happily, we are celebrating. We are remembering a different kind of joy. A wonderful, wondrous joy that transforms us and nourishes us. And this is the joy that came in a small package in Bethlehem. In that baby who arrived in a manger. Now, the movers and shakers of his day did not note his arrival, not at first. The people who made decisions, the in crowd, were focused on other things. Who was up, who was down? They focused on people like the Emperor Augustus. Now, Augustus should get his due. He was, and indeed remains, one of the most impressive political figures in history, managing to bring to an end decades of civil strife and dysfunction in the Roman Empire. He brought peace and prosperity to Rome. And it was said that when he arrived, he found a city of brick. And when he died, he left behind a city of marble. A great leader with a tremendous legacy. He prevailed over his opponents, and he was able to establish a system of governance that endured for 3 centuries. Indeed, we still speak of him to this day. Every summer, we remember him. In August, you know you arrived when a month is named after you. Even better, you know you have arrived when you can decree that the month will be named after you. That's one model of kingship. The baby who was born that night in Bethlehem represents another. The newborn king, whose story we tell this evening, came not to establish an empire, not to think about his position in history, not to lead great armies or amass immense wealth. No, he came to serve. He came to heal and to redeem. He came to bring peace and wholeness. He came to bring us joy. On this Christmas Eve, as we reflect on what the world has to offer and on what God offers, we can think about these two kings. Augustus died, and his empire ultimately failed. But Christ still reigns. And though Augustus had the palace and Jesus had the cross, it is the baby whose birth we celebrate that will ultimately achieve the victory of life over death and hope over despair. The baby whose birth we celebrate brings us true joy. Joy that comes without price, because we cannot purchase it. It is a gift of God's, freely given. Joy that does not run out, but is endless and available to all. Joy that does not come with warnings, but instead with an affirmation of God's faithfulness, of God's commitment, of God's love for each and every one of us. So this night, we give thanks for the wondrous events of 2 millennia ago, when love was born in a manger. And love came to be with us, and to nurture us, and to hold us. When love came to bring us joy. Will you join me in prayer? Wondrous, mighty, eternal, loving, surprising God, the creator of the universe, you came to us in the form of an infant, helpless, dependent upon others. We know how, having heard the old familiar story so many times, you chose to accept our lot, to be one of us. Now, this evening, we ask you to make the old new, the familiar strange, so that we might begin to truly appreciate the amazing thing you have done. Enable us to approach the manger with the determination of the shepherds, the awe of the Magi, open to, eager for whatever awaits us. On this cold winter's night, we bring to you our joy and thanks, our concerns and our fears, praising you for all you have done, are doing, and will do for us, your people, through Jesus. We celebrate the birth of the Christ child and the many other blessings with which you have graced us and pray that you inspire in us the desire, no, the passion, to share with others the love you have so freely given us. As we seek inspiration, we also confess our shortcomings. We bring to you our failure to help, to be patient, to listen, to learn, to be kind, to trust, to nurture, to love, to be loved. Empower us this evening to be the people you would have us be, children of the Nativity, brothers and sisters in the Christ who came as a baby. Now, with the confidence that comes from knowing you have sought us out, that you desire to be in relationship with us, we offer our prayers to you this Christmas Eve for our family and friends, whether they are near or far, that they may be well. For those like Mary and Joseph who seek shelter, that they secure a place to rest and be welcome. For the members of our armed forces and all those affected by war and violence, that they may know peace. For those who are ill, whether in mind, body, or spirit, that they may experience healing. For the stranger and the alien, that we may never forget that we are all your children. For this earth, that we might be better stewards of that which you have entrusted to our care. For the church here in Lebanon and around the world, that it might be a faithful witness to the good news you have shared with us. And finally, we pray for ourselves. In silence, we bring to you our great joys, our deep concerns.